Good morning. Is this Anna?
This is Anna.
Hey, Anna. This is Tony, Candace, Bruce Miller, and Rick Farrell from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Good morning.
We have a letter from you. Can you fill us in a little bit about the letter and what you said in it?
So I wanted to submit a submission for Patty and Tony Loot for Farrell's annual giveaway. And I couldn't think of a more perfect family than Patty and Tony and their three grandsons. I couldn't imagine anyone more deserving. And I can give you a little backstory if you'd like about Patty
Please
and Tony.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so quite honestly, we in the Hinton community know Patty as being a saint. I first met her when my husband started coaching her three grandsons in Hinton's youth wrestling program. She not only does so much for the fundraisers we have, but also we see what she does for the community. And she never asks for help for herself. She gives so much of herself to her three grandsons, who she actually is raising because their mom struggled to raise them on her own. Her husband, Tony, he used to drive truck for Udell Trucking, but he was diagnosed with cancer this year. And they have fallen into hard times with him being off work. They're always putting their grandsons first. They one time even rented a more reliable vehicle to be able to take them to state wrestling so that they could provide that experience for their grandsons. They rarely mention their own struggles and needs, but they happen to slip up and mention that they actually don't have air conditioning and that their current unit is not the most reliable. A quick story about them. When Tony was diagnosed with cancer, he was actually in the ICU. So my husband went to visit him, and he couldn't talk at the time. So he had a pen and paper, and he wrote down, "Save Woody's sighting." So Woody is the assistant wrestling coach for the Hinton Youth Program. Hmm. And when Hinton got hit by that hailstorm this spring, Woody decided to save the sighting off of his house and donate that and then the time and labor to put it on Patty and Tony's house. So they just are so selfless and giving, and they just care a lot about their grandsons in the community and helping out where they can, and they just never ask for any help themselves. And this is something that'll make a huge impact on their own life, and they are so deserving. I couldn't think of anybody else more deserving.
So Patty and Tony would go the extra mile to help out others in the community.
Absolutely. Yep, they step up. I know Patty used to run the Little League concession stand in Merrill. She's just always volunteering for anything she can do to help with any kind of activity her grandsons are involved in, and also stuff up at the school.
Wow, this is a great Christmas surprise, and I hope you feel it as much as we do.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a wonderful, wonderful phone call with Rick Farrell on the phone, and I just can't explain how excited we that my husband and I are that they were chosen. Patty is going to be so excited. You guys, she's going to have a great reaction.
And, Patty has no clue whatsoever. We have someone that she works with that will kind of be our conduit to kind of make this
so
happen.
So don't be making any phone calls.
No calls.
No, I won't. I promise. I love that it's a surprise. That's perfect.
Thank you for writing the letter, too, because without people like you to make us aware of these kinds of things, our Santa Rick can't do what he needs to do.
And now, Rick Farrell, we received a number of nominations for this family, correct?
There was, I think, 8 in all that talked about Patty and Tony. So
that's awesome. That is wonderful.
We had quite a few nominations, but your letter really touched my heart, and that's why I got to the top of the pile.
Awesome. Well, I cannot explain how thankful and grateful that I am that they are going to get this gift. And we just always try to do little things for them, but this is something that none of us could have done without you, Rick. So we are so thankful.
Well, we're happy to do it. All my staff is very excited about this opportunity to help out.
Well, it sounds like we have another phone call to make. So, Anna, thank you so much for the nomination, and we'll share the good news with Patty and Tony in just a few moments here.
Awesome. Thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Is Patty around, Patty Luch?
Yes. Do you want me to go get her?
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Okay, one moment, please.
All right, thank you.
Hello, this is Patty in the kitchen. May I help you?
Hey, Patty, it's Bruce Miller. I got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to have breakfast on Christmas Day?
No.
So I have no place to go? What can I do?
I don't know.
We should probably include Patty what's going on
here. Patty would probably cook Christmas
Patty, could I come over to your house on Christmas Day?
Possibly.
Okay. Now, this is Tony and Candace. We have a little morning show with Bruce Miller, who stops by every Friday.
Okay.
And we thought we would give you a call to spread some holiday cheer.
Uh-huh.
And this is where your Friday is going to take a little bit of a turn.
Okay.
For the good, not bad.
Is that Candace?
Yes.
Yes.
It's Candace. Yes. She's always up to no good. You know
I
how that is.
I am up to no good. Patty's like, oh, no, Candace is involved.
Okay, now, Patty, we have a little contest going on with Rick Farrell from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And, Patty, I'm not sure if you realize how much you and your husband, Tony, are loved this holiday season. We have Rick Farrell with some pretty exciting news.
Okay.
Well, you've been nominated by quite a few people to win our furnace air conditioner system for your home this year, and I'm proud to announce that you're the winner.
Oh.
And we're going to be coming to your home and evaluating your heating and cooling needs, and we're going to put in a top-of-the-line system for you probably about the first part of the year, and you can enjoy that for years to come, low utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to your boss, told him we were going to hassle you today. But congratulations. You're
well,
very deserving
you.
Family, and we're happy to do this for you.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Can I ask, what has this year been like for you?
Crazy.
Now, in the nomination process, we actually got a number of different letters talking about you and Tony. And
we raise our grandchildren.
Yeah, and we had a number of people that referred to you by the same kind of moniker, and that was that of a saint. And so people obviously realize the work that you do in the community. And so when you reach sainthood, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And then Tony, of course, was diagnosed with cancer this summer. So
yeah, and Tony and Patty have done a lot with the 4-H kids, 4-H uh-huh. leaders, and worked really hard with the kids who have the smaller livestock. You work really hard. The three boys, they're your grandsons, but you are raising them, and they mm-hmm. are really good little wrestlers, and
yes.
they're becoming really good little scholars, too, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're working really hard, and I love those kids.
Yes, we all know that. Marcus is your favorite.
Marcus is my favorite.
Patty, congratulations. It's nice that the community thought of you. And
yes.
The work that you and Tony do, and just wanted to share this holiday spirit.
How is Tony doing? All right?
Yeah, yeah, he's doing better. He had a PET scan last week, and he's there's a couple spots left on the lungs, but they're not, you know, completely ruling them out as cancer-free yet, so.
You know, one of the cool things about this system that you're going to get from Rick is that it's going to make the air in your house so great.
Oh,
that
good.
Any of those kind of problems that he might have from breathing or anything,
mm-hmm.
it's going to really be a godsend. And I think it'll be a really cool, cool kind of thing that's going to happen. Rick, can you kind of tell her a little bit about what's involved
yeah,
with all that?
When we come to your home, probably next week, between Christmas and New Year's, we'll do a good evaluation of your needs, not only with heating and cooling, but also your air quality. And that's what we're talking about there with the air cleaner. We'll make sure we get a high-efficiency Trane air cleaner in there. Humidifier, so that runs, and then of course top of the line heating and cooling system. We've already done some research on your home. We kind of got some ideas of what we're going to do, but we'll come in and evaluate your duct system, and we'll make any changes we have to do there.
Okay.
You're going to get the very best we got.
Okay.
And not just the
good.
Heating, but you guys have been without air conditioning for a while, and so
all my
that's
life I've never had air conditioning.
Oh, never
had air conditioning.
Well, next summer you're going to have
wait
you're
until
have
you
it.
Get the cooling system.
This will be great.
And you tell those boys to thank their wrestling coaches, because Anna and all the wrestling coaches, Woody, all those guys, they all really spoke very highly of the work ethic of those boys.
I think four nominations came from wrestling coaches.
Yeah, well, thank you, everybody.
I think a couple more from other people, but yeah, there was a lot of mention of your boys.
See, clearly you will go to the mat for your family.
Put a pun in there.
Thank you.
You know, the best gifts are the ones we never expect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that Rick and his team do, is they make Christmas a little better for people who never thought that they would get something like this. And if you would you just kind of tell us what it means to get something like this?
I don't know. I really, really appreciate it. And I thank everybody for thinking of us in Florence County, or Woodbury County, too, I guess. But it's going to hopefully make our lives more comfortable and everything.
Well, Patty, congratulations to you and your husband, Tony, and hats off taking care of those kiddos, and we wish you all the luck in the world. We know you're very hard workers, so we want to get you back to work, but Rick and the crew will be in touch with you from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Tony and
I'll be over for Christmas dinner, right. So can you get ready for me?
Merry Christmas!
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys.